This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Let's go ahead and look at the markets, and as we do, we see currently in the day trade at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City, prices are looking like this. In Kansas City, May wheat now trading at 425, up 1.25. July, 429.5, up 3.25. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade trading at 366, up 3.5. July, 378, up 4. September, 387.5, up 3. December, 401.5, up 3.5. The red line March, 410, up 3.25. May corn is trading up 3/4 at this time at 232.5. July, 243, up 1.25. September, 251.25, up 1. December, 261.25, up 1/4. March, 268.75, up 1/4. May, 272.5, down 0.5. May oats at 183.5 is down 0.5. July, 182.5, unchanged. May beans, 591.75, up 4. July, 603, up 4. August, 608, up 4.25. September, 611, up 5.75. November, 616.5, up 3.25. January, 622, up 3.5. March, 626, up 2.5. May soybean meal, 177.10, up $1. July soybean meal, 180, up 90. May soybean oil, 23.85, up 18. The July contract at 24.27 is up 22. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders trading at 103, up 42.5. April, 104.10, up 72.5. May, 104.90, up 60. April live cattle trading at 83.07.5, down 2.5. The June, 78.55, unchanged on the day. April lean hogs at 57.90 are up 17.5. May, 65, down 52.5. June, 66.30, down 32.5. July, 66, down 15. March pork bellies at 86 are down 70. The May contract, 86.75, up 45 on the day.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Be sure to join us this evening at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau Auditorium in Sycamore for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook meetings. Tonight's panelists include Bill Biederman of Allendale, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. Come on down, get your individual marketing questions answered. The meeting is free, no advance reservations are required. That's at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau Auditorium in Sycamore this evening at 7 o'clock. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, and I want to say a special tip of the hat to ADM Grain Day yesterday. I was a speaker along with Ed Kieser, and we had a large farmer turnout in downtown Hoopston, Illinois, and what a windy, beautiful day yesterday. And the markets are higher this morning.
I hear that you had the PowerPoint running yesterday.
Well, it was a wonderful day, and we had a lot of nice questions about acreage, and we talked about ethanol, and we also talked about the supply-demand estimates. And Ed, of course, talked about weather, and we had a CPA there talking about how to save money and make money, and we also had someone from the city of Hoopston on on development of that lovely town there, Hoopston, Illinois. So it was a fun day, a lot of good questions, and we walked away, I hope, smarter and appreciative.
Let's look at the markets today, Paul. And as we do that, we'll begin in the soybean pit, where May now at 590 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. Take it out to the Noves at 615, up 2. It seems, Paul, that every time we get down to these levels, and that's anywhere from where we are to last Friday's low, say, 579, we're unable to find additional sellers to push this market lower. And this has happened now for, I don't know, last 5-6 sessions. What does this tell you about the market?
Well, you know, when we had, I think 4 or 5 country elevator managers, and then I stopped at several elevators yesterday, and, you know, the basic war cry is that the farmer is a very strong holder in the United States as well as South America. That augurs well that the markets, they're very reluctant sellers of corn and soybeans on major dips. The market is still in a downtrend, and the May soybeans, if we see as long as they trade below 593, we think the official trend is still lower. The weather forecasts in South America seem to be good to excellent. We did check with our floor people before the opening, and the general war cry is that it was funds buying and some local buying of soybeans here on the opening.
Why do you think the funds are so reluctant to short this market?
Well, you know, I think the funds are short the market to some extent because the trend is still lower, but why aren't we seeing any further follow-through is, you know, and I talked to several producers, and the basic idea is that we held them last year, and it was very profitable. We think $6 soybeans are cheap and of value. Our general impression is that the soybean market is a fundamentally bullish item in their eyes, and you know when we show them the statistics about the very large carryovers for the coming year, they realize that the fundamentals and some of the government forecasts are extremely bearish.
Let's go ahead and turn our attention to the corn pit, where May now trading 232.5, up 3/4. The D's at 261.25. Up 1/4. Yesterday we saw that we tested some down levels in the May corn and bounced off of those, and we also saw going back through the 50-day moving average, and we're seeing some slight follow through today. What's your impressions of this market?
Well, we do know the trend in corn is higher, and when we stand up in front of a group of people, the fundamentals have changed dramatically in the last 60 days. China's no longer a major seller of corn in the world market. There's rumors that we'll see China even an importer of corn into the world market. We know the ethanol demand is just fantabulous. We also understand that, there's still a major question mark with the growing conditions in the corn country of the Midwest and the West and wheat country. So the fundamentals and the supply-demand tables are completely different than what they were 60 days ago. So that's one of the reasons why we are seeing some rallies in corn as well as some index fund buying yesterday caught the market probably short and caught the attention of the bull once again.
We see that there's a little gap up there at 235.75. The market has tested that twice without pushing through. Are you of a mind that we will push through that?
Well, you know, I think that at some point in time this summer, and we start talking a little bit about smoke and mirrors when we talk about this, but when the fundamentals are the way they pencil out and with normal growing conditions out there, it wouldn't surprise anyone to see the corn market break out to the top side. And, you know, I think at some point in time this summer you will see corn above the 270 level basis of December. And, that's another 9 cents higher. So, at some point in time, I do think the magic of dry weather and other demand factors will basically take charge and push the market to higher levels.
Paul, you have a great day.
Have a profitable day here.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, May wheat now at 427, up 3.25. May wheat, and of course, at the Kansas City variety. In Chicago, May wheat at 365.5, up 3. July, 377.5. May corn, 232.25, up 0.5. July, 242.75, up 1. September, 251, up 3/4. December, 261.25, up 1/4. May beans, 590.25, up 2.5. July, 601.5, up 2.5. July, and the Noves, 614.5, up 1.25. May soybean meal, 176.70, up 60. May soybean oil, 23.80, up 13. At the Merck, March feeders, 103.05, up 47.5. April live cattle, 83.10, unchanged. April lean hogs, 57.95, up 22.5. Outside markets, April crude oil at 62.65 is down 45. And in the silver, we see the March contract up almost 11 cents, the April up just over 9. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.